This is the Sakar Merli of the 9th of September, 2024. Essence, sweet children, transform the bad sanskars in yourselves into good sanskars with the power of yoga. The sanskars of this knowledge and purity are good sanskars. Question. What is the birthright of you children? What feeling do you now have? Answer. Your birthrights are liberation and liberation in life. You have the feeling that you now have to return home with the Father. You know that the Father has come to give you the fruit of your devotion, which is liberation and liberation in life. Everyone now has to go to the land of peace. Everyone has to have a vision of their home. Om Shanti. People call the Father the true Emperor. In English they don't call him that. They just call him the true Father. They say God the Father is the truth. It is only in Bharat that they call him the true Emperor. There is a lot of difference. He simply speaks the truth. He teaches the truth and makes you true. Here you call him the true Emperor. He makes you true and also makes you into the emperors of the land of truth. It is true that he gives you liberation and also gives you liberation in life, which is called the fruit of devotion. Liberation and fruition. He gives you the fruit of your devotion and liberates you. You children know that he gives you both. He liberates everyone and gives you the fruit. The language has been created. Liberation and fruition. There are many languages. Shiv Baba has also been given many names. If you tell others that his name is Shiv Baba, they would say, "We only call him the Master." It is fine to call him the Master, but he still has to have a name. Nothing can exist without a name and form. He also has to become the master of something. He definitely has a name and form. You children now know that the Father truly liberates you and that everyone definitely has to go to the land of peace. Everyone has to have a vision of their home. You came from the home. Therefore, you will first have a vision of that. And it is called liberation and salvation. They speak these words, but without any meaning. You children have the feeling, we will go to our home and also receive the fruit. You receive everything number-wise. So all of those other religions also receive everything according to the time. The Father has said that these leaflets are very good. Are you a resident of hell or a resident of heaven? Only you children know that both liberation and liberation in life are your godfatherly birthrights. You can also write this. You children receive these birthrights from the Father. By belonging to the Father, you attain both things. That is Ravan's birthright, whereas this is the birthright from the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. This is the birthright from God, whereas that is the birthright from Satan. You should write in such a way that people are able to understand. You children now have to establish heaven. You have to do so much work. At present it is as though you are babies. just as people say of the Iron Age that it is still a baby. The father says, the establishment of the Golden Age is still a baby. You children are now to receive the inheritance. You would not say that Ravan gives the inheritance. You receive the inheritance from God the Father. That Ravan is not a father, he is called Satan. What inheritance would you receive from Satan? You received the five vices, which are displayed and used in action, through which you become Tamo Pratan. People now celebrate Dashera so much. They have ceremonies. They spend a lot of money. They even invite people from abroad. The most well-known celebrations of Dashera are in Mysore. There are many wealthy people there. In the kingdom of Ravan, when they have money, they lose their common sense. The father explains to you in detail. This is called the kingdom of Ravan. That is then called the kingdom of God. It is wrong to call it the kingdom of Rama. Gandhiji wanted there to be a kingdom of Rama. People think that Gandhiji was an incarnation. They used to give him so much money. They used to call him Bapuji of Bharat. This one is the Bapu, father, of the whole world. You are now sitting here and you know how many human beings there will be. Bodies are perishable, whereas souls are imperishable. There are many souls. They are like stars living up above. Are there more stars or more souls? You are the stars of earth and they are the stars of the sky. You are called deities, and so they call those stars deities too. You are called lucky stars, Acha. You can discuss this amongst yourselves later. Baba is not going to take this up now. He has explained that there is the one father of all souls. Everyone is in that one's intellect. He is the father of all human beings. You all know that the whole world is standing on the ocean, on the water. Not everyone knows this. The father has explained that there is the kingdom of Ravan over the whole world. It isn't that the kingdom of Ravan is across the sea. There is the ocean all around. They say that there is a bull down below and that the world is resting on one of its horns and that it changes position to the other horn when it gets tired. The old world is now to end and the new world is to be established. In the scriptures, they have written all sorts of things in the form of tall stories. You children understand that all souls here are with their bodies and that they are called human beings. In that home of souls there are no bodies. That is called the incorporeal world. Human beings are corporeal, with a form, and that is why this is called a corporeal world. The incorporeal one does not have a body of his own. This is a corporeal world. That is a world of incorporeal souls. This is called a world, and that is called an incorporeal world. It is when a soul enters a body that movement begins. Otherwise, the body is of no use. So that is called the incorporeal world. However many souls there are, all of them will come here by the end. This is why this is called the most auspicious confluence age. When all the souls have come down here, not a single soul remains up there. When it becomes completely empty there, all will then go back. You carry those sanskars number-wise, according to your efforts. Some carry sanskars of this knowledge, and some carry sanskars of purity, but they still have to come here. However, you first have to go home. There are good sanskars there. Here there are bad sanskars. Good sanskars change and become bad sanskars, and then those bad sanskars become good through the power of yoga. You will take good sanskars there with you. The father has the sanskar of teaching, which is why he comes and explains to you. He explains to you the secrets of the Creator and the beginning, middle and end of creation. He also gives you the explanation of the seed and the whole tree. The explanation of the seed is this knowledge, and the explanation of the tree is devotion. There is a lot of detail in devotion. It is easy to remember the seed. You have to go there. It only takes a short time to become Satipatthana from Tamapatthana. It then takes 5,000 accurate years to become Tamapatthana from Satipatthana. This cycle is made very accurately, and it continues to repeat. No one else can tell you these things. You can tell them. It is split into two. Half is heaven, then half is hell. Its details also have to be shown. In heaven, there are fewer births with longer lifespans. In hell, there are more births and shorter lifespans. There you are yogis, whereas here you are bogies, those who indulge in sensual pleasures. This is why there are many births here. No one else knows these things. People don't know anything. When did the deities exist? How did they become those? How sensible were they? Only you know these things. The Father teaches you children at this time and gives you the inheritance for 21 births. Then those sanskars of yours do not remain. They become sanskars of sorrow. Similarly, when you have the sanskars of royalty of the kingdom, the sanskars of studying this knowledge will end. When these sanskars end, you will be threaded in the rosary of Rudra, number-wise, according to your efforts, and you will then go down, number-wise, to play your parts. Those who have taken the full 84 births go first. Their names are also shown. Sri Krishna is the first prince of heaven. You know that there won't be just one. There will be the whole kingdom. Subjects too are needed with the kings. It is possible that others are created from one. Even if you say that eight come together, Sri Krishna would be number one. If the eight come together, then why is there so much praise of Sri Krishna? All of these things will be explained as you progress further. Baba says, today I am telling you very deep things. Some things still remain to be explained. This is a very tactful method. If you feel that people do not understand a particular aspect, Then just say, our senior sister can give you the answer. Or you should say, the Father has not yet explained this. Day by day, I tell you deeper things. There is no need to be too ashamed to say this. When you are told the deepest of all points, you have great happiness on hearing them. Then, at the end, Baba says, Man Manabhav, Madhajibhav. Those who have written the scriptures have used these words. There is no need to become confused. As soon as a child belongs to the Father, he receives unlimited happiness. For this, there is a need of purity in your thoughts, words, and deeds. Lakshmi and Narayan receive their inheritance from the Father. They are the first number and they are worshipped. Each of you should also look at yourself. Do I have such virtues? Now there are no virtues. None of them even knows their defects. Now that you belong to the Father, there definitely has to be some change. The Father has opened the locks on your intellects. He has also explained to you the secrets of Brahma and Vishnu. This one is impure and that one is pure. It is at the most auspicious confluence age that adoption takes place. Adoption takes place when Prajapita Brahma is present. It doesn't take place in the golden age. Here, when people don't have a child, they adopt one. Prajapita too definitely needs Brahmin children. You are the mouth-born creation, whereas others are a physical creation. Brahma is very well known. His surname is an unlimited one. Everyone thinks that Prajapita Brahma is Adidev. In English, he would be called the great-great-grandfather. This is an unlimited surname. All those others are limited surnames. This is why the Father explains. Everyone should definitely know that Bharat is the greatest pilgrimage place of all, where the unlimited Father comes. It isn't that he comes in the whole of Bharat. In the scriptures, they have written about the impure land of Sindh. But where did he teach this knowledge? How did he come to Abu? The Diwala temple is an accurate memorial. Those who built it did so according to what entered their intellects. An accurate model couldn't be created. It is here, not in that impure land, that the Father comes and grants salvation to all. That was Pakistan. This is a pure land. In fact, heaven is called a pure land. The whole drama is created of the pure and the impure. So, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, you understand that you souls have remained separated from the Supreme Soul for a long time. How long has it been since you met Baba? When will you meet him again? A beautiful meeting took place when you found the Satguru in the form of the agent. There are many gurus. This is why he is called the Satguru. When a woman gets married, she is told your husband is your guru and your god. It is the husband who first makes her impure. Nowadays, there is a lot of impurity in the world. You children now have to become beautiful. The father ties a firm bracelet on you children. In fact, Raksha Bandhan takes place at the same time as the birth of Shiva at Shiv Jayanti. The birth of the Gita should also take place then. The birth of Sri Krishna is a little later in the new world. However, all of the festivals are of this time. Does anyone know when it is the birthday of Rama? You would say that after 1,250 years of the new world, there is the birthday of Rama. No one can tell you when Shiv Jayanti, Krishna Jayanti or Rama Jayanti take place. You children have now come to know this from the Father. You can relate this accurately. It means you can tell them the story of the whole world. You cannot relate something of hundreds of thousands of years. The Father teaches you such good unlimited study. You are saved from becoming impure for 21 births, just this once. At present you are in the foreign kingdom of Ravan, the five vices. You now have the whole cycle of 84 births in your awareness. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. In order to claim the inheritance of unlimited happiness, you must definitely become pure in your thoughts, words and deeds. Imbibe good sanskars with the power of yoga. Make yourself virtuous. Two, in order to remain constantly happy, listen to the deep secrets that the Father tells you each day and relate them to others. Do not become confused about anything. Answer with tact. Do not be ashamed. Blessing. May you be a master bestower of happiness, and as an embodiment of happiness, give happiness to every soul. The children who constantly perform righteous actions receive happiness and power as the instant fruit of those actions. Their hearts remain constantly happy, for they cannot experience even the slightest wave of sorrow in their thoughts. To be a confluence-aged Brahmin means not to have any name or trace of sorrow, because you are the children of the bestower of happiness. Children of such a bestower of happiness are themselves master bestowers of happiness. They constantly give happiness to every soul. They would never cause sorrow or take sorrow. Slogan. To be a master bestower and give cooperation, love and sympathy is the sign of a merciful soul. Om Shanti.